Thank you. Take a seat for a moment. For a moment. Right, going to need everybody's help. In the All Age Services, we're thinking about being Bible detectives. We're going to be looking at passages and we are going to investigate. And I need lots of people, not just the children, we're all age, we can all do it together, to look around the worship area, and there are some clues hidden around to tell us, to help us with the passage. Now, detectives, you need to be very, very careful that you only get the clues. I don't want to see people's phones or people's money or people's handbags. You know, you need to decide if it's a clue or whether it's someone's personal belongings that they brought here this morning. Okay, detectives work together. If you find a clue you think that might be related to our Bible passage, bring it up. Off you go. Flower. Some flowers. You're going to come and stand here with some flowers. Kev has got a dress, yeah? We've got a bird. We've got some tin soup. Not the chair, no. If you think you've got a clue, hold up here. Stand up. We've got some clothes. We've got some food. Some flowers. Got some boxes. Do you know what? Some of the older detectives have picked up some things that are very interesting, like a chair. The chair wasn't a clue. Noah, have you found anything? Right, come and stand up here. Come and stand at the end here. Oh, we've got some cereal. Can we just give a clap to Steve? He's still wandering around, looking around for clues. Steve, everyone else has stopped, but you know, determined detective there, still looking for clues. Okay, could you, if you are a little bit shorter, hold up your clues really high. So we've got some flowers. We've got a dress. We've got more flowers. It's not okay. Well, why Jesus booklet is always a good clue. Hopefully. Well, we'll hold that. Can you hold that, Annabelle, do you think? Is a tissue? Was that a tissue that you brought up with you, Maisie? Not a clue to the passage. Right, have you looked in here, Layla? It's in here. Oh, my goodness. Can you hold some of the things in here? Some jewels? Wow. Everybody, can you just hold them up? Some sparkly jewels? Have you had a look in here? Do you want to have a look? Somebody at the 9 o'clock thought this was someone's handbag. I thought, goodness me. Medals, jewellery. Wow. Some very exciting things in here. I better not tip it upside down. Not really very practical as a handbag. Got some more flowers. Got some birds. Do those birds make noises? I've got chirping birds. Let's see. Quacking ducks. Some pencils. Do you know what? Wasn't one of my hidden clues. But we are going to look at the Word of God, and it was written down at some point. Maybe not on paper, on parchment, but, you know, that's a good clue. Beautiful top. Is this yours?
No.
No. I say it's a beautiful top. It actually belongs to me, so you can decide whether you think not. Oh, I missed Talia out. Talia, you've got a very pretty dress and some purple paper. Again, brilliant. And some food. Wow, have you got hungry? You've already started eating it? I don't remember this being open earlier. Maybe someone's had a snack. So we've got some clues to help us think about our passage. Any of you got an idea what this is about? I'm not sure. Let's leave it on the communion table up here and we'll see if we can work it out. So if you've got a clue, see if you can come and put it on the table. Well done. Sit. Those flowers are dying, aren't they? I think they need some water. You can keep those if you want. Well done, all those Bible detectives. Well done, all those people that didn't want to stand up here and pass it to a small child to hold. I wonder what that's about. Wonder what we're doing. Matt, any ideas?
Well, I don't know. We better find out. Now, as you all know, I've clearly come dressed as Benedict Cumberbatch. Think about it. And because I was asked to do it at 9, I'd love to keep them on, and I'm sure you'd love to me to keep them on so that you don't have to look at me, but unfortunately I can't see a thing through them. So what do we think it could be? Now, Sherlock Holmes used to say, elementary, my dear Watson. So we've got some participation. So when I say, it's elementary, you say, what is? So let's try that. So it's elementary.
What is?
There we go. One more time. It's elementary.
What is?
Brilliant. So you've all got that. So what do we think this is? We've got, I think I might have to have words with someone. This was full at 9 o'clock. Going to be my lunch because I missed breakfast. Looks like a church jumble sale. We got jumble sale coming up? No? Oh. Ah, Soup, duck. It's elementary. Lunch. Duck soup. No, okay. Ooh, treasure boxes. These are nice. And a handbag. No. Ooh. Ah, yes. It's elementary. Studying the periodic table. Think about it. Ask your parents if you don't know. Ah, no, I've got it. Oh, definitely got it. Where did that tissue go? Who had the tissue? Maisie, you going to bring the tissue up? No. Of course, we all need to bless each other. No, I've just... elementary. It's Jesus talking to us. We've got treasure, we've got birds, we've got clothes, and we've got flowers. It's clearly when he's on the sermon, giving his sermon on the mountain. Ah, good news is, like I did then, I didn't even script that one. We're going to be looking at our reading this morning, which is Matthew 6. And there's two parts. There's verses 19 to 21, 25 to 33. If I'm going to be using the Message Bible to bring you this reading. I can't take myself seriously. But if you want to follow it, it's on page 971 in your church Bible. Now, I'm going to need two volunteers. Now, actually, I think I've already got one. Steve, would you like to come and volunteer? Because you looked so hard to find one of the props earlier. Thank you, Steve. So we need one other volunteer. Oh, this hand went up quickly. Come out. Okay. Ladies first. What's your name? So we've got Talia on my left. And what's your name, young man?
Steve.
And we've got Steve on my right. So we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 6. So first, starting off in verse 19, it says, "Don't hoard treasure down here where it gets eaten by moths or it can rust away." So that's basically saying, there's your treasure box, Talia. Hold on to that nice and tight. And there's yours, young Steve. Hold on to that nice and tight. It says, don't hoard that. So Steve, why don't you just put that down on the floor by your feet there? No, Talia, you hold on to yours. Because is that really what's important, hoarding treasure on the earth? Well, Andrew's going to unpick that a bit later for us. But now we come to the really good bit. Jesus starts talking about birds. So we've got the birds of the field here. Don't they look rather cute? And they make some fun noises. We've got the tweety one and the quacking one. So never work with children and animals, so I'm going to combine both. So Talia, if you can hold that, keep holding it nice and tight, and you hold that nice and tight. Try not to squeeze it too often, it makes it very difficult. So Jesus said, look at the birds. They don't worry about where they're going to live because they perch in a tree or in a hedge and they build a nest there. They don't worry if, oh, do we need a bigger house and, oh, do I need another garage for me to put more stuff in? So, you know, they don't worry about shelter. So here we go. Talia, here's your shelter for your bird. So, yeah, you put that in there. Keep the bird nice and safe because remember someone's having that for lunch later with the soup. Hold on to your treasure. Hold that nice and high so everyone can see. Now, Steve, or young Steve, what have I got? Yeah, this is about the right size. So have some, that's it, put Ducky down. You've got to keep him safe because he comes to bed with me at night. I can't sleep without it. That's it, there you go. So there's your shelter and there's your duck. Jesus says we shouldn't be worrying about. Jesus says we shouldn't be worrying about shelter because he will provide it for us. So then he talks about the flowers. So here we go, we've got some pretty flowers. And aren't they lovely? Well, they're not quite looking as fresh as they were this morning. But aren't they lovely? So you hold on to those flowers, Tyler. It's not too much, is it? Keep holding it nice and tight. And there you go, Steve.
This reminds me of Crackerjack.
Was that a black and white TV program?
Course, yes.
Yeah. So look at the flowers. They're pretty colours. I mean, these are a lovely shade of purple. Flowers don't worry about if their clothes are in fashion because they're always in fashion, aren't they? Because they're flowers and they're beautiful. Evidently, you can tell by my appearance, fashion is something that simply happens to other people. But we're not going to be left out. So, I mean, Anushka said it was hers, but really, this is my Saturday evening top. And this is my Friday night going out dress. Oh, it's not. I think it is. So, because they're rather nice. I thought actually let's bring some high fashion. So here we go. They're never out of fashion because they probably weren't in fashion. There's some crop trousers. So is that getting a bit heavy? Right. Hold on. Nice and tight. You still got that? Good. Yep. Now, Emily, Tyler, I can't let you go out without a shirt to match. So there we go. Have a shirt as well. That's a Steady. Oh, God, it's like buckaroo, this, isn't it? Here we go. So you've got your pretty short. And now these will never go out of fashion. High visibility vest, very useful if you're driving in France because you have to have them now by law. There we go. And look, this is even better. Here you go, Steve. Now I've combined high fashion and shelter. There we go. We're not going to lose you now in a hurry, are we? So Jesus says, don't worry about your clothes because I will provide, just like the flowers. So what does he then go on? He goes on and talks about the animals and food. Now, who worries about where their next meal is coming from? A few people. My children put their hands up because I'm a rubbish cook, but I think that's a different point. Some people do struggle where their next meal is coming from. But again, Jesus says not to worry about that because I will provide what you need. So, Talia, here we go. You hold on to that. You've got all that. Don't drop it. Doing well. Steve, we can't leave you out. There you go, Steve. Have some ice cream. Sorry, it's going to be a bit cold. I don't think you've got enough, Talia. We'll pop the soup in there. Everything that's for your lunch for later. Now, are you feeling comfortable holding on to... Yes. Okay. Wasn't the answer I was expecting, but they're feeling comfortable holding on to everything. Pardon? Just pile it on you. Okay. Jesus is telling us not to worry about hoarding on to the things in life, which, although we need on a daily basis, we shouldn't be worrying about. Because if we then focus on earthly possessions, we're then not able to take hold of what really is important, which is the good news about Jesus. So, Talia, you've now got... Can you hold that as well? But two hands to hold, because it's really important. Can you not do it? What about... Shall I give you this one? Can you hold on to that? Oh, don't put that down. That's all really important to keep hold of that. So we'll sort of perch that. It looks a bit... Oh, steady. Can you... I'll tell you what, Steve, why don't you put all that stuff down? That's unkind. Well, Talia just asked to have it all piled onto her. To be honest, I think Steve's quite grateful to take that off. You can take the coat off as well. I don't think it's going to rain in here. Ah, now you see, you've put down all your earthly goods and you're able to hold on to what's important, to the Bible. And Talia, well, if I try and take this away from Steve, if Steve holds on to it, look, I can't take this away from Steve because he's holding on to it. Now, if I try and... Don't let me take this away from you. You're struggling a bit, aren't you? Because you're holding on to everything. No! I think you are. You've still got it, okay. You see, because you're holding on to everything else, you're then not able to hold on to what is important, which is God's love, Jesus' sacrifice for us, and the word of God we have from the Bible. And verse 33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." So it's important that we're focusing on God, holding on to what's true, and not holding on to the worldly stuff which can get in the way. Andrew's going to come and unpack that for us, but if you could just give a big hand to Talia and a hand to Steve as well.
Breaking my fingers.
Breaking your fingers.
Thank you, Benedict. You know, when I told a few friends that I was going to be moving to a new church, you know, they've got a big family, and they said, "What sort of percentage of the worshippers there are children?" And of course, I gave them the answer, well, all of us. We're all children, we're all gathering and worshipping together, and I know that the earworm of my day is family together, the old and the young. We join together as one. We're just going to open up that Bible passage that we've been looking at. So let's just take a little moment of quiet amongst all the exuberant worship and fun that we've been having to focus on those words again before we open up and see what that might mean for our lives. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, the verses there clearly show that treasures in heaven are not material possessions. Jesus isn't talking about the physical things that might fill up our arms, like we saw Steve and Talia there, fill up our lives. They're not the normal distractions. He's telling us not to worry about the physical things. So what kind of treasures could there be that aren't material? What kind of spiritual treasures can we store up while we're still on earth? Well, as I said, we gather here together, aren't we, this morning, all as one. So one possibility of that treasure in heaven, I think, is that relationship, that love for one another. A person can have great wealth and yet be really lonely. Others might be very poor, yet have happiness because they have people who love them. Think about the people you love. Think about your family and friends. They're more important to you than the watch you wear, than the meal you'll next receive, the car that you do drive or would like to drive, or the games you play, all of which will eventually wear out. Now, in the Bible passage a little later on, Jesus said, "Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted." And the Bible says time and again, do not worry. Well, sometimes that's easier said than done. Our purpose on this earth is to share the gospel with others. If by sharing that gospel, that person eventually accepts Jesus as their saviour, they'll be in heaven with you forever. You and they will be friends. That friendship would be a great treasure, not left to corrode and corrupt, but stored in heaven. The person who spends his life accumulating wealth for the purpose of displaying it in this life is missing out on those true treasures. Treasures that God might have ready to give to him, but his arms or her arms are already full. Now, every person in whom we plant a seed of faith that helps to eventually steer them to Christ is a person we will have as a close friend forever and ever in the kingdom of heaven. Those are treasures worth storing up, so we need not worry. Finally, investing in God's kingdom is like any other kind of investing. In the everyday world, we invest in things with our time, with our energy, and with our money. It may not sound spiritual, but we invest in the kingdom of God in the same way, with our time, our energy, and our money. Do we give ourselves to the kingdom of God? Jesus said it best, I think, in this passage. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, there are thousands of practical ways that we can live this out whilst we're here on earth. Each life lived before God can fulfill the charge to store up treasures in heaven and still look like a unique life. God doesn't want to make cookie cutter children. We're all different. And I encourage you to take some quiet time today to think through what your life could look like in the kingdom of God and what real treasures God has in store for each of us. Amen.